The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This week on Blitz Bills, we're talking about free agents in Buffalo. Plus, what kind of coach will Adam Gase be in New York? And you don't want to miss our debate about retractable roofs. So sit back and crack a cold one. It's time to get blitzed.
Welcome to Blitz Bills, where we talk Bills and rank popular drinks at the same time. Tonight, we're talking about the new coach in New York, free agency opportunities for the Bills, and whether or not we'll skip the Super Bowl when the Patriots make it. Remember, I said when.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good for you.
Now, let's introduce our hosts.
Introducing tonight's starting lineups. The coach.
Seriously, I did not know about this. This is so awesome.
The rookie.
Get out there and smash.
And stats.
I'm just the stats guy. I have no idea.
That's kind of my thing.
That's kind of my thing. For those of you who haven't heard our national show, Blitzed NFL, the coach, rookie, and I discuss four different topics and review a drink prepared for us by our very own bartender, the Blitzed Barkeep, who's a massive Bills fan. And tonight, we're drinking the Philly Special Cocktail. So let's get our barkeep on the line and talk all about it.
Philly Special?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, he came up with the recipe like a week ago.
Oh.
It was still a thing.
It was still a thing.
It's not a thing. It's definitely not a thing anymore.
We should get him to change it.
On the show. Yeah, yeah. Just whip one up.
Yeah. Well, here he is. We'll talk to him about it right now.
First down.
Barkeep, great drink choice again this week. So tell us what's in the Philly Special Cocktail.
All right, the Philly Special Cocktail. This week we got about a half ounce of Captain Morgan rum. You got a half ounce of Blue Curacao. You got a half ounce of Malibu coconut rum and a half ounce of Midori melon liqueur. You should have about a splash of sweet and sour mix, and then you top it with pineapple juice. If you put all those together, you put them in a shaker, shake it up with some ice in there, and then you strain it into a rocks glass, or if you want to put it in a martini glass, and then you got yourself a nice Philly special.
Oh, yeah. I think if we added more linemen, we still wouldn't notice.
Yeah, we only added
this thing is just, it's masking
you,
all
you
alcohol.
More linemen. You're not supposed to put any more linemen in this week. The linemen were the Jameson. So if you added Jameson, you probably didn't add anything that would make it taste any better.
Did you?
Yes.
Can we add Jamesons to this?
Yeah, I was going to say. So we just get the green light
here?
If
you add Jameson to this, the linemen this week wouldn't taste very good. It's not going to be a good mixture there. So I think it would drop it on the bartender's rating scale there.
Ooh.
So the Philly Special, I think this week I got a winner for you guys. I'm thinking that I'm above that 8 to 8.5 scale from last
Listen
week.
Listen to this.
Wow. He's confident.
Wow. This is Tom Cruise cocktail talking
it
to
is.
Us.
Wow. It is.
I am. I'm not going to get up on a table and monologue and give you a poem or anything, but I'm pretty confident. This one's a pretty good one.
It's very good.
I like it. All right, guys, give it a rating.
One.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Come on, come on.
Man.
Come on. 2.5. 2.5.
What do you expect us to do?
Yeah. Come on.
Come on, man.
Needs more Jamesons.
Yeah. Yeah. However,
more
if we added That's some Jamesons to it. I could be swayed to give it maybe a 6 or a 7.
Who said that? I didn't even hear it. Who said one?
Coach might have said that.
Maybe.
Coach said that. Well, he said one. That's why he drafted Tom Brady.
That's true. That's right.
He had to prepare his comeback and make sure he's knocking.
Yeah.
I love it.
Totally.
No, this is a fantastic drink. I would have this any time of the day.
Seven a.m. Get up. Yeah, wash your
often
teeth.
You do.
Yeah, why not? Why not? You get a little pick me up in the morning. Nice. Yeah, no. Legitimately, I'm going to give you a 7.99.
Wow.
7.99 nice. Rounds up to an 8. Okay, we'll take an 8.
Nice. Rookie, what do you got?
So this one's really speaking to me. Actually, I like it a lot. It's a dark day here. Nice and dark, gloomy, cold. It's winter. I came in here, was having a kind of a down kind of day, you know, didn't really feel energized. Boom, this thing pops in. Whoa. Now I'm feeling great. I feel like I'm sitting on a beach. There's palm trees everywhere. Yeah, sitting on a beach, having a great time. I'm going to give this one an 8.75.
Whoa!
There you go. This one's awesome.
Quit sucking up.
Yeah, absolutely. Great job. And thanks for turning my day around.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're officially my favorite right now.
Yes! All right, barkeep.
I can't believe he's showing out ones over there. I think you meant to say bartender, barkeep. You're my number one fan.
I think you meant that.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't.
He held up
well.
The number one, and it wasn't the middle finger either.
Not this time.
You're not in the studio.
No, I know. I'm pretending it's not the middle finger.
All right, barkeep. You see the Patriots more often than other teams do. So why did the Chargers shit the bed so badly against them, and how do you beat them going forward?
Oh, the Chargers. Do we really have to talk about this? Everybody wanted the Chargers to win.
Oh, yeah.
I think what's happening is that, once again, it's the playoffs, and the Patriots always seem to get the bye in the playoffs. That just always seems to happen. And the Texans failed us, so I'm going to blame the Texans because they should have won and gotten the bye, but they somehow let the Patriots sneak by them. Yeah. So that's a backhanded diss at the Texans there. They should have had that bye, which meant the Patriots should have played in the first round, because the last time the Patriots had to play in the first round, they did not make it to the AFC Championship game, so that could have happened. I think that there were multiple things that happened here with the Chargers. One, they've had to go across the country how many times this year, flying back and forth from the
17.
East Coast, including last weekend. 17 times. That was impressive. For
well, some were just for pleasure.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. So if you count that, and especially since they play in both San Diego and Los Angeles, they had to travel for both those home games as well. But if you have to count on the time that they actually fly back and forth, and including their home game in London, they had to do that as well. But in all seriousness, when they fly back and forth across the country, that has to weigh on you a little bit. They flew to Baltimore, then back across the country, and then back into New England. So they flew across the country for that. And then they're a warm weather team. And then they go into New England, where the weather up here, I'm in Connecticut right now, and it's bitterly cold right now. Our high temperature today was 26 degrees. Oh. And at game time, I believe the game time temperature was something like 24, 25 degrees.
Hey, just to cut in,
Rivers has never won a game under the temperature of 28 degrees. I believe he's 0-7 against Tom Brady. 0-8 now. Was that now?
Yeah,
it's now.
He was 0-7 going into the game, 0-8 now. I think it was just everybody was picking them, and everybody was giving the Patriots bulletin board fodder, saying that they were washed up, Tom Brady couldn't do it anymore. And it just seems like every time somebody sits there and says that the Patriots can't do it, they come out and just absolutely thrash whoever they're playing, just to say, by the way, we're still around. And I think that's just what pisses me off every single time.
Yeah,
it's a combination of all of it. You sit there and you say they're going to lose. Oh, by the way, it's 35-7 Patriots, and now they're cruising. It's so annoying.
Did you notice that Rivers was throwing with a glove on his right hand? I thought that was so strange. He started with one off, and then he put one on, and nothing improved. But clearly, he was having some trouble.
Nothing improved, except maybe he could probably feel his hand at that point.
Yeah.
It's bitterly cold up here.
Fair enough.
It's cold. It's everything else. I mean, it didn't improve his throwing.
No.
But,
no, he was off.
I mean, they came back a little bit. And it was too little, too late.
Yeah.
But it just
garbage.
You watched that game, and they just didn't show up.
That was the adjustment that Wizenhunt gave him at halftime. He was like, hey, Phil, here's a glove.
No, that was Adam Gase's suggestion. Yeah. He phoned it in.
It didn't help. It wasn't the glove that Brady used. I mean, that's the one last year when he tore open his hand and he put it on there. Yep. He said, hey, we found this in the trash out back in New England. Maybe this is the one that Brady used.
Yeah, that was a mess.
It didn't help him.
A mess.
You heard it here first from the Blitz Barkeep. So if you'd like the recipe for the Philly special cocktail and what we'll drink on our next show, just visit BlitzedNFL.com and check out the Blitz Barkeep's blog, which is called Coach.
Me again?
It's not called Me Again. It's called Behind
the Sticks. Right.
He did not write it on his hand this time.
No.
Failed.
I know. But you see what we're dealing with here, Barkeep. Forgive us. Anyway.
Absolutely. Barkeep. I feel bad for you guys. Have a couple more drinks.
Thanks, dude. We'll talk to you next time.
Barkeep, you're number one.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
See ya.
Second down.
After considering a long list of potential replacements for Todd Bowles, like Eric Bieniemy, Todd Monken, Mike McCarthy, and Cliff Kingsbury, the Jets settled on former Dolphins coach Adam Gase, who went 23-26 in Miami. So what movie best represents what Bills fans are thinking of this hire? Who wants this?
You so want this, don't you? You've been giggling about this since we got here.
I actually wanted I wanted to do one from the point of view of the Jets fans, but that's not the take.
But that's a sad, sad movie. Yeah. It'd have to be a sad movie.
It'd have to be a very sad movie.
No one wants to hear that.
Yeah, that'd be a real buzzkill.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what, Rook? Go with whatever. It's
okay,
fine.
Okay. This one to me, you know what? I'm going to go with Jets fans, actually. This will be a good insight for Bills fans.
I like that.
I'm going to go with The Thing.
Oh,
remember the movie The Thing?
Of course.
Yeah. Kurt Russell.
Oh, fantastic.
The reason I'm going with The Thing is because at some point during the movie, you realize that there is a monster among you.
Wow.
And it looks and walks and talks and acts like a human. But at any point, it turns into this horrifying monster. But it only does it in certain situations.
And if you saw that press conference, you know what he's talking about.
Exactly.
That guy looks nuts.
Yeah.
But quiet, weird nuts.
And in a human skin. He's wearing, like, I could have gone with Men in Black here. It's like an Edgar suit.
It's Men in Black.
It's
totally
an Edgar suit.
He's just going to pull that right off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
but
Lord.
At any moment, what happens is this thing turns into this hideous 80s movie magic monster and kills whoever it's around. And you never see the attack or anything. It's scary.
One other thing, I think it rips through your clothes when it takes you over. Windows found some shredded long johns, but the name tag was missing. It could be anybody's.
That's the Jets fans' point of view. They have this thing in a human suit walking around them, and they just are just kind of like, okay, Adam, like, you go do your thing. We'll just stay away, you know?
Are you sure the thing isn't Woody Johnson? I mean, he keeps bringing these losers in.
I know, yeah. Totally.
God, he's the one that's killing the franchise.
He spawns them.
Oh, is that it?
he's the mother.
The mother thing.
The mother thing, yeah.
Nobody trusts anybody now. We're all very tired.
Yeah, it came from somewhere.
Oh, I know.
Coach,
yeah.
What do you got?
So I'm going Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery. The original
killer movie.
Classic.
By the way. Just watched it like a month ago.
So So this is an homage to every villain that's an idiot. Really, right? Let's be honest. So obviously, wow. Austin Powers, you know, for the Bills, Dr. Evil is Adam Gase, right? So it's like, you go in there, they're known foes. Dr. Evil is the guy that goes, yeah, we'll put him in this room, and then we'll have sharks with lasers on their heads, and that's how we'll kill them.
Yeah.
Right? What does Bill Belichick do in that situation?
He kills them.
He kills them right away.
He's Scott Evil.
Right?
I'll go
just
get my
kill
gun,
them.
And I will shoot him in the head.
Scott Evil is Belichick. Yeah. Gase is Dr. Evil. Seriously, like this is like, this is just the dumbest thing, right? I mean, you do the wrong things.
You know, I have one simple request, and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. What do we have?
Sea bass.
Right.
Right, wow. And it's just like what you're doing is not working. There's people around you that can help make it work sometimes. So you're 8-8 every season or whatever they are. But it's just like it's not working. Like the guy just doesn't make it work. He hasn't made it work. Yeah. Why would he get a chance in a premier market like New York over Mike McCarthy for a crying out loud?
Right?
Wow.
Like this just doesn't seem to make any sense at all. Like it has to be the thing. It has to be this alien spawn thing because nothing else makes sense here.
At the age of 12, I received my first scribe. At the age of 14, a Zoroastrian named Vilma ritualistically shaved my testicles. There really is nothing like a shorn scrotum. It's breathtaking. I suggest you try it.
You're going to put him in an easily escapable situation.
Yeah, 100%.
And not watch how the outcome and just assume that he was.
Yes, it'll be okay. Actually, we won't practice this week and we'll assume the game plan will go just
course.
Fine.
Yeah, of course.
That's how we're going to go.
Oh, is that the Chargers theory that you just quoted?
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, I'm going to go with Iron Man 3.
Ooh,
and,
okay.
And, you know, I mean, just hear me out here, okay?
So, yeah, because right now we don't like it.
Yes. Yeah, it's true. I mean,
yeah, this stinks so far.
Anyway, so, fine. So in case you haven't seen it, it's this crazy movie about this super nerd who designs, like, this biology-altering drug, which, you know, turns people into this super heat-projecting weapon type of person, and he has this alliance with this like the most wanted terrorist in the world called the Mandarin, who's like terrorizing the U.S. of course. You know, so naturally Tony Stark gets on the media and he picks a fight with the Mandarin and they blow up his house and Iron Patriot gets captured and Pepper Potts gets kidnapped. Jeez. And you know they have to rely on Tony to figure out his shit and get it all sorted out.
I gotta rewatch this movie.
I know, it sounds fantastic. Great.
Exactly my point.
Whoa,
it sounds great. Whoa.
So what does this have to do with Gase?
Nothing.
Well, okay,
sir.
No. Well, if you don't know much about Gase, you probably know the exciting shit, which is he was the OC in Denver when Peyton Manning went off for 55 touchdowns. Yeah. He was the OC in Chicago when Jay Cutler became a quarterback for the first time in his life. You know, like, this is the thing that we think about. But the thing about Gase in relation to Iron Man 3 is that, if you haven't seen it, he's the Mandarin. Okay?
Nice.
And if you've seen it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You think, if you haven't seen it, this is an incredibly dangerous hire. But if you've seen it, you realize the Mandarin's just a fraud.
Where? Where's the Mandarin? Where is he?
Whoa. He's here. He's here, but he's not here. He's here, but he's not here.
What do you mean?
It's complicated. Hey, it's complicated,
it
right?
Is.
It's complicated.
I'm complicated. Ladies out.
He's this actor from, like, Yorkshire or something like that, right?
Yorkshire.
It's stupid
Ben
name.
Kingsley playing this guy, right?
I love Ben Kingsley.
Anyway, he's just hanging out on a movie set creating these crazy videos. He has no clue what's happening, for God's sake.
I love it.
So good.
And I think that's really, the more you dig into Adam Gase, the more you realize this guy's just kind of pretending.
My name's Trevor Slattery.
What are you? What are you, a decoy? You're a double, right?
Well, I mean, I can't study. No, absolutely not. Don't hurt the face. I'm an actor.
Now, the reason why I say this is because when you interviewed some of the players in the locker room from the Miami team, they were saying things like, you know, he kind of did stuff that we thought was a little bit atypical of such a genius offensive coordinator out there. Like, he would go away from things that were working in games. Like, they'd be running the ball incredibly effectively. Mm. And then just, like, without even telling anyone, he would just start passing the ball. The players are like, he almost outsmarted himself sometimes on the sideline. Yeah. And we just felt like that was kind of wrong. I think that Adam Gase is this guy that's supposed to be this massive genius. But you know what? If you work with Peyton Manning, aren't you kind of a genius just for aligning yourself with Peyton Manning?
Hell yeah.
Okay, so anyways, he's the Mandarin.
Third down.
The following free agents are available this offseason, so which one is the best fit for the Bills? Oh. Randall Cobb, Mark Ingram, Roger Saffold, or Jesse James?
I'm going to say Ingram.
Rookie.
Yeah, because I'd love to say Cobb, but Cobb's lost something. He's not the same player he was.
You think?
He hasn't been for 3 years. And I don't even know if Cobb comes back. Cobb's been, he's been a shell of his former self.
Yeah. And that's with one of the greatest quarterbacks throwing the ball.
Yeah, and you see flashes of it, but it's almost, it's frustrating and a bit disappointing and sad. So Ingram, on the other hand, can do multiple things, right? He's like that power back. He can take a load, but he can also take a load off of Shady and keep him, extend his career if he's going to be there for another, like, I'm pretty sure he's going to be there for another, what, 2 years? Anyway.
He's healthy and all that good stuff.
Yeah. And ideally you can draft some wide receivers. You can get some wide receiver help, although they've got a couple guys, young guys that look exciting. And your running game can take the load off of those guys and take the load off of a young QB. Because when your QB is your leading rusher, something's broken. Something's not working. That's not how you kind of foster the development of a QB, by smashing him to pieces in the first 2 years of his career.
Lamar Jackson, yep.
Take the heat off the kid. And Ingram's good. He's really good.
Yeah.
He proved that the last 2 years. So, yeah.
I like the idea of a running back. It makes sense. What I would think, too, though, is that you want a tight end that's your security blanket. Yeah, right. For any offense, the tight end's that guy that kind of like block, leaks out, and that's a nice little check down, right? So you got a good, dependable tight end in Jesse James. And I can't discount getting a running game, of course. That makes total sense.
Yeah, I just got there first.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I get it.
But you know, I mean, you can get running backs. You know, you can get running backs that can run, and as long as your O-line is doing the right thing and that meshes with the type or the style that running back, getting a good, dependable tight end that can actually, A, block, of course, for your run game, but also get out, that is a huge value to any offense.
Right. What are they picking this year? Do you know?
10.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You can get a good player there.
Oh yeah, for sure. They'll probably go offensive line.
Yeah,
I would say for sure. I would say
that's what that was my point was, like, if you're improving the offensive line, because it's not like Shady isn't a good running back still.
No,
he's still got it. It's just that he was getting peppered when he was like he couldn't.
But how much longer is my question
with Ingram there?
Well, that's
a nice one too. Yeah, for sure.
Fair enough.
No, I mean, with $90 million to spend, you figure that the Bills are going to load up on a few free agents to make the offensive line a little bit more stout.
I hope so.
Yeah. Nice calls.
Thanks. That was weird.
Yeah.
It's like a nice.
Oh, we're done. Okay.
It was a nice moment.
Compliments.
Yeah. Thanks.
Kind of fucked me up.
Kept it short.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know about Jesse James. Like, I know.
Oh,
Jesse,
here we go.
Yeah. See. No, I just don't.
You couldn't just take the win. You couldn't just take the win and just move on.
I just don't know if Jesse James
to
is
wrap
the tight
up
end
the segment,
you pick up.
And here you go. Here you go. You don't keep going, Rook.
No, it's all good.
No.
Thank you for the compliment. I don't even know who one of those guys was. Like, well, it's not that guy.
Yeah, I know.
I don't have a fucking clue who that guy is. It was
Saffold plays guard for the Rams.
Oh, okay.
And he's one of the top-rated guards in the league.
That would have been a smart answer.
If we're on our stuff, that would have been the right one.
Yeah. That was absolutely the correct answer. Oh, my God.
Really sort of a skill test question there for you.
And we failed. We clearly failed.
My, like, number one thing is being able to remember names of players. Didn't have a fucking clue who that guy was.
No one knows who guards
are. Who is that guy?
No one knows any guard's name.
No.
Honestly.
No.
I agree. Next time I'm going to put the position
next
to the player for you.
Next time you should come up with a fake name and see
to.
If they like, bait us.
Okay, good.
Or like a guy who's been retired
for
2 years
guy,
or something
like
that. You fucking idiots. You chose the retired guy. I caught you.
Fourth down.
Recently, a survey went out to gauge the interest in a new stadium for the Bills. One of the questions asked was, is a fixed or retractable roof?
Retractable.
It's like receptacle.
Yeah, or icicle, maybe.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is a roof with icicles acceptable?
Absolutely. You're in 100%. Buffalo.
Yeah, I think that's probably
it's always winter, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay, the survey question was, would you like to have
a roof without icicles would be nice.
There's that, too. That's sort of like preseason.
Yeah.
Okay, so is a fixed roof or a retractable roof something that you would like to see on a new stadium for the Bills? I'm asking you guys.
Oh, you're asking us.
Of course you want
fixed roof or a retractable roof?
Yeah, that was one of the questions that went on the survey.
Okay, are you going to tell us what the fans answered?
No, because the study goes on for 6 to 9 months. Who, nobody knows right now.
Who's paying for it?
Jeez.
Okay, first of all,
the roof.
Dad.
Yeah, who is
gives
paying
a
for the
shit
roof?
Who's paying for
well,
it?
Well, all I'm saying
it's just a study at this point.
Okay. Fuck the study. Right. No, retractable is going to cost a lot more. You know, I'm not being practical here.
You are being practical, yeah.
Come on now. Yeah. Do you say, how do I know?
This is the start of a dumb answer.
No, this is good. I like this. I like where you're going. You're getting into the economics of the thing.
This isn't, you know, the most, you know. So what the most revenue in the world here?
City funding here.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
Are they in for?
What is the mix here? Is there federal funding? Is there state funding?
I mean, I don't want to hurt local businesses or anything by just pumping the jacking the price way up.
You must be a real blast on a multiple choice test.
Yeah.
Do you like write below the answers? Yeah. Please clarify.
No. Bill uses the D other and then the comment section every time. Yeah. All right. But he only writes questions, not
exactly
comments.
Right. He thinks it's a conversation. Yeah.
How attractable are we talking?
Like halfway? Yeah. Like, is it like the one in Arizona where it's just sort of like the top of the stadium?
I like that one. I like that one.
What does retractable mean?
That's true. Do you draw pictures, coach? Is that what you do as well?
All I do, actually.
Did you give your suggestions back to them? Is that what you did? That's pretty awesome.
Okay, I got an answer.
Oh, you got an answer, yeah.
I think it's pretty easy.
Yeah,
I think it's pretty easy, okay?
Uh-huh.
Like Buffalo, you want to be, sometimes you want it to be a complete snowball, just a shit show. You're ankle deep. It's a whiteout. It's fucking crazy. So
like
it's got to be retractable.
Like
or retractable,
right? Retractable?
That's catching.
Damn it.
It's catching.
You got me. But it's got to be, right? Like, I mean, that's the thing. You
so what's the point then? Just make it open.
Let me get this right.
Just make it open.
No.
Fixed or retractable. No roof.
Coach, listen.
No
to this.
Stands.
No roof for you.
I want to go deeper. I want to standing room only. It's in a parking lot. It's open to all the elements. You get a good breeze. You get blizzard. Yeah, I just want just a field gravel, preferably.
Yeah. But a slight incline. You know, so people can see from
like
the distance.
Like a naturally occurring
amphitheater. Yeah, sort of a shallow hill.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Speed
like
bumps?
For what?
For what?
Defense.
Don't be ridiculous.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
No.
Oh, yeah. I was like, are they meant for the fans? I'm like, what, are they rushing the field?
No. Oh, sorry. I was being ridiculous. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Apologize.
Yeah
that's outrageous.
So
good stuff.
What was the question?
How much longer are we going to keep Coach on the show?
Retractable.
Yeah. That's the answer.
I'm holding up a middle icicle right now. That wraps up this episode of Blitzed Bills. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to hear our national show, Blitzed NFL, just visit blitzednfl.com or anywhere you listen to podcasts. And thanks again to the Blitz Barkeep for another awesome drink.
A scintillating drink. Scintillating.
It's a little late in the show for those words.
Good.
The word in the day.
A good drink. Yeah. So before we wrap up tonight, who's winning on Sunday?
Chiefs. I got to believe the Chiefs are going to win. I have to. I have to believe it.
Yes.
My heart says Chiefs.
But here's my predicament. I would love for Drew to get a trip.
I know.
You know?
I agree.
I want him. And I think this season... I think this is it. He's got to do it.
Yeah.
But I just don't. I already picked the Rams earlier in the season, so I got to stick to my guns.
It would be great to watch Drew play against KC because those are your two MVPs.
Yeah.
Mad debate about that.
Yeah. Yep.
And wouldn't it be just poetic
actually
to have those two play and the winner not only wins the Lombardi, but they win the MVP? Yeah.
But do you know what would be better?
No Patriots in the
Drew
playoffs ever
beating Tommy.
It's not going to happen. That would be better. Dude, it's not going to happen.
You figure if the Pats are there with the Saints, Brady will pull it out?
I think the Patriots roll. Yes.
So you don't even want to risk it?
I don't even want to risk it. Why? No. I don't even want to watch
if
they're
fair
in the game.
That's fair.
Like, I'd rather watch Maroon 5.
We'll have a boycott.
Well,
the
guess
Super
Bowl.
What? Yeah, exactly.
You're
going to
get the
dose
opportunity.
Yeah, exactly.
Adam Levine suiting up for...
Yeah. Did he be a receiver, do you think?
Would Adam Levine be a receiver? No.
Maybe a slot back?
He'd be a kicker.
Kicker, yeah. Okay, fair enough.
For sure.
Maybe a punter.
A holder.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Of Gatorade bottles.
Yeah.